AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Football on Off the Ball.
You know, look, I'm not being deliberately rude, but that crystal clear is you're not watching him enough. He's very good, particularly in La Liga.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Rugby Daily.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby.
Never stop competing.
You're very welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Cameron Hill. Now, coming up, an update from the Ireland camp ahead of this weekend's visit of Australia to Dublin. After an impressive summer and rugby championship showing, what's gone wrong for the Wallabies this November? And Cully Tucker leaves Connacht after a decade working with the province as the Ireland under-20s plan for the future. First up, Mac Hansen and Stuart McCloskey took full part in Ireland training today ahead of this weekend's Autumn Nations Series clash with Australia at the Aviva Stadium. Hansen was called up to the squad after fullback Jamie Osborne was ruled out of the rest of the window with a shoulder injury picked up in the 41-10 win over Japan at the weekend. The Connacht star was himself unavailable after picking up an issue during their disappointing URC defeat to the Bulls at Dexcom Stadium. McCloskey has been recovering with a groin injury since the defeat to New Zealand in Chicago 2 weeks ago. Assistant coach Andrew Goodman also revealed that Gary Ringrose and Josh van der Fleer did train today, but are still doubts for the game against the Wallabies. Goodman warns that after a shock defeat to Italy at the weekend, Joe Schmidt's side are coming to Dublin with a point to prove.
It was a competitive, tough affair last year, and we speak no different this year. And as I said, as a coaching group, we've all had experience with Joe. We've all got huge amounts of respect for him, and we know that the team, especially after what happened in Italy and the disappointment there, they'll be coming with a point to prove.
Former Scotland and Waratahs head coach Matt Williams joined Will O'Callaghan and Dara Smith-Nocton on this morning's Off the Ball breakfast. He explained how the Wallabies went from impressive performances against the Lions this summer and beating South Africa at Ellis Park during this year's Rugby Championship to Saturday's defeat against the Azzurri in Udine.
It's very difficult to understand, but when you have a little bit of a deeper analysis, it's their attack that has really let them down. They've had periods in every game this year. They've had 20-minute blocks where they've just gone missing. So if you even think of that great win in South Africa, where it was at Ellis Park, they haven't won there since 1963. At the 22-minute mark, that was 0-17 to South Africa. There was just no way South Africa were going to lose that game. You go back to the first test, the opening 30 minutes in the first test against the Lions. They gave up all those points. Then the second test, where they go ahead, they then have a 20-minute block in the second half where they allow teams in. So they've had a habit of 20-minute blocks. But what's got them out of it is that their attack had been great, and their attack has just been absolutely disastrous. Now, let's look at that. They've had multiple out halves through the test series. Now, if you think of Ireland have had, you know, for 30 years, you could go back in Ireland and name three names, you know, that have worn the 10 jersey, from Humps to Ron O'Gara and, of course, Sexton. For 25 years, at least, you could get through that. You then go on to what you've got now, and you've got two young 10s fighting it out for the 10 jersey, you know, with Jack Crowley rightly on top at the moment. The Wallabies have used five different out halves and four different scrum halves across this one season, and that is impossible to get any cohesion with your attack with that. The second part of that is when you watch them really closely, this is going to sound to everyone out there 101, and it is. They are standing still when they catch the ball. The forwards and the back and the first receivers are all stationary when you catch the ball. Now, in our game, in rugby, you can only take the ball forward three ways. You can kick it, you can maul it, or you can run it. And if you're standing still against a rushing defence, which they did against England and they did against Italy, whose defence was nowhere near as good but was, you know, for that day was certainly enough, you're just going backwards. One point against England, they got the ball about 16, 17 metres inside England's territory, and five tackles later, they were 5 or 10 metres back inside their own half. So again, it hasn't been like that's a bit disappointing. That's the bounce of the ball. They've been absolutely disastrous for the last five games.
And don't forget, you can catch Off the Ball Breakfast live every weekday morning from 7:30 over on the Go Loud app or in glorious Technicolor on our YouTube channel.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The line-out is once again an area of concern for Ireland following last weekend's win over Japan. According to Rugby Pass, 3 of Ireland's 17 throws went awry at the Aviva Stadium, with further questions directed at assistant coach Paul O'Connell this week. But tight head Thomas Clarkson believes the players must take responsibility for their own role in the set-piece misfiring.
Yeah, like it was probably why we struggled at the weekend. Like they were a good attacking team and I thought we defended quite well, but we were just defending for ages because we just couldn't win our own ball. And like it's about individual responsibility. Like I was at fault for one of them. There was a bit of communication error. That was my fault. But it's just about as a collective making sure that we're better. And it will be better. Like they're simple fixes. It's just a bit of concentration.
Former Munster hooker Mike Sherry and ex-Munster and Leinster back row Liam Toland were the guests on Monday Night Rugby this week. They told Owen Shehan that the current Ireland player pool lacks a line-out specialist since the retirement of Peter O'Mahony at the end of last season, and they proposed that Ryan Baird could be his successor in that regard.
In many ways, rugby is like it's a violent chess. You know, it's a gladiator sport, and we often look at the amazing ball carry like the New Zealand back rowers that are in pomp at the moment, and you look at the violence and the power, that the root of it all is brains, is someone who understands these moments and someone who understands the nuances of, by the way, being sympathetic to a relatively inexperienced hooker like Gus McCarthy who comes on and selecting lineouts with a little bit of sympathy towards his needs as well as the lineouts needs. Whether Ryan Baird and I don't know is he the type of person it is, but what is glaring is that the amount of coaching that Paul O'Connell is doing or whatever he's doing is that there's problems in the match that need solutions, and that's where you need the trust. That's why I was interested in Mike to know how much influence the hooker has kind of leading up to the fixture. Whether those guys, any of those guys are going to be, and I suppose another question you could ask is, like, who's the starting 15 going to be in the World Cup in 2 years' time? Because what we're seeing now is there's definitely a need for transition of play, but also transition of player. And who are the brains behind that? So I'd like to think the Ryan Baird. I think Peter O'Mahony deserved all the plaudits he earned. And it's now Ryan Baird's time. But he's a very different type of character than Peter O'Mahony is. But the world, the graveyard is full of indispensable people. I really hope that Baird comes up, steps up, both as a player, and he's playing well, but and also comes along in managing those moments, because we certainly need that for the upcoming fixtures.
Just on Baird, I remember he did an interview coming up to Pete's retirement or just after it, and I was kind of blown away about how effusive he was in his praise of Pete and how big an influence he had had on him. And I really do feel that he soaked up as much information and experience as he could from Pete. And you can see it particularly in the line-out area and the line of defence. Like, when I think of Pete as a player, I think, firstly, the hell he would have caused hookers as a defensive lineup player. So, you know, an area that I wouldn't really have associated with Ryan Baird in terms of the strength that he has, we all would have associated with him. And Liam said he's a totally different character, and he was a totally different player to Pete. I would have thought of him as a marauding back row, get the ball into space. He's incredibly fast, incredibly athletic, but he's now adding these other layers to his game. And I do think he's the type of player that, you know, he would be, if he got his game right and he had a good run of form, like he could be in a World 15 given the physical attributes that he has, and now adding line of defence leadership to his game, he could be a really important player for Ireland to come to the World Cup in 27.
Now there's a lot more to come on Off the Ball ahead of this week's clash with the Wallabies, including Brian O'Driscoll and current Ireland star Joe McCarthy joining the show. And if you want to hear all of our rugby coverage on demand, the best way to do that is by becoming a member at offtheball.com/join. The IRFU have confirmed that Cully Tucker will leave Connacht at the end of the season to become the new head coach of the Ireland men's under-20s. It brings to an end a decade of working with the province for Tucker, which included stepping in as interim head coach following the sudden departure of Pete Wilkins last season. Andrew Brown was announced last month as the new under-20s coach for this season, meaning he will take charge of the upcoming Six Nations campaign. The squad assembled yesterday in Cork for a 5-day training camp ahead of taking on their South African counterparts at Virgin Media Park this Friday. In a statement released this afternoon, Tucker said, "It was one of the biggest honours in both mine and my family's life to coach under the Connacht crest. He will take charge from September of 2026. South African lock Lude de Jager will find out his fate tonight after being sent off in Saturday's 32-17 win over France in Paris. The lock was shown a straight red card for a shoulder-to-head contact on fullback Thomas Ramos just before halftime at the Stade de France. He's due before an independent disciplinary hearing tonight and could face a ban of up to 10 weeks. Even if he receives the low-end 2-week suspension, that would still rule him out of next week's clash with Ireland." George Ford, meanwhile, has been named at out-half for England's clash with New Zealand at Twickenham this weekend. Winger Tom Roebuck and fullback Freddie Stewart return among seven changes from the win over Fiji on Saturday. Captain Maro Itoje comes back in while Finn Baxter and Jamie George start in the front row. Tommy Freeman and Ollie Chessam will both miss the All Blacks clash through injury. Head coach Steve Borthwick has stuck with a similar selection policy that served him well in their 25-7 win over Australia a fortnight ago. He's named six British and Irish Lions on the bench for this weekend's test. England are bidding for their 10th win in a row this weekend, while victory will put New Zealand on course for a clean sweep of wins this November. And Scotland star Finn Russell will continue to be assessed ahead of Sunday's game against Argentina at Murrayfield. The fly half was replaced in the closing stages of last weekend's defeat to New Zealand after suffering with knee and ankle problems. Prop Rory Sutherland has been ruled out with concussion, while Leicester's Will Hurd has been recalled to the squad. That's about all for today's Rugby Daily. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your fix so you don't miss an episode Monday to Friday. I'm Cameron Hill, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.